You said within hours of her being killed, you said that she was a domestic terrorist. How do you define domestic terrorist?
She weaponized her vehicle to conduct an act of violence against a law enforcement officer and the public.
How can you assert with certainty that she was trying to hurt the officer as opposed to she was trying to flee the scene?
If you look at what the definition of domestic terrorism is, it completely fits the situation on the ground. This individual, as you saw in the video that we released just 48 hours after this incident, showed that this officer was hit by her vehicle, she weaponized it, and he defended his life and those colleagues around him and the public.
My position is, I wasn't there. Mm-hmm. I didn't see it. Some people say that it clearly showed that she was trying to hit him. And did. Mm-hmm. Some people say, no, she was clearly trying to move her car and flee and get away. I don't know. What I'm saying is, how do you know? How can you assert for a fact within hours, before any investigation, this is what happened?
The facts of the situation are that the vehicle was weaponized and it attacked the law enforcement officer. He defended himself and he defended those individuals around him. That is the definition. When there is something that is weaponized to use against the public and law enforcement, that is an act of domestic terrorism. Happened in our shores, it happened here in our country. You don't get to change the facts just because you don't like them. We will continue to look at this individual and what her motivations were. We know that there was, throughout that morning, she had harassed and impeded law enforcement operations. Mm-hmm. That raises the suspicion level with all of these law enforcement officers as far as paying attention to what her capacity is. And as you see on the videos, and they've proven out, that this law enforcement officer took the action that his training prepared him for, and he worked to make sure that he could save his own life and those around him.